Thanks a lot, Steve. Coach, back at it again, another camp. And you had some time away, but I want to ask you this question. At this stage of camp, you know, when you get away and you see some of the pictures, maybe you're on the boat, see you renamed the boat this year. Congratulations on that.
Nice.
You got the hat on. Are you totally away from football, or are you still tinkering? Maybe the cell phone rings, or you forget about that one offensive set. What are you doing when you're away?
Try to put it in the background, but, you know, sometimes things come up, and, you never really know. You're kind of always on call, but it was good to get a little break, but it's good to be back.
Great thing about football is your teams change year to year, and you make adjustments. There's free agency. There's the draft. You talked a lot this spring at length about it being a teaching process. Well, here we are. This is training camp. What's cranked up? What's the thought process now beyond teaching?
Yeah, well, just giving everybody enough reps to get an opportunity to evaluate them. And, you know, these guys have worked hard. They're in good condition. We had a good spring. We got a lot done this spring. And now it's time to come out here and compete for positions and playing time on the team. So, you know, that'll really start on Saturday and we get into pads. But, you know, we can start to do a little bit of it here these first 2 days.
It's funny you mentioned the pads. It's even going to get hotter as we go on here. As you can tell, we got a heat wave here in the Boston area. It's hot out there. Does that put more stress on the players? Does that help create stressful situations for them when you put them in individual spots?
Well, you know, we really can't control any of those things. Sooner or later, we're going to have to play in every type of conditions, you know, rain, snow, cold, wind, hot. So whatever it is, we get a chance to practice in it. It eventually will help us at some point.
You mentioned putting the pads on in a couple days. Do you ever remind the guys, like maybe during a stride and stretch when you're sitting there and you're twirling the whistle, what camp really used to be back?
Yeah, day? Absolutely. Yeah, when it was real football camp. That's right.
Yeah.
6 preseason games, you know, 70 practices before the first game. Yeah.
Back when you didn't have washers and dryers, they actually hung the equipment out.
Yeah.
You had to dry it that way. All right. With the uncertainty around your quarterback, Tom Brady, is there enough time, is there enough reps in practices, whether single days, whether pads, unpadded, to get everybody reps and get them ready to play?
Yeah, well, right now everybody's just, you know, taking their turn in there. We're evaluating everybody, and everybody's getting an opportunity to play. So we're not really worried about, you know, any of that stuff right now.
I remember sitting here with you this time last year, and Dante Scarnecchia, great member of your coaching staff. I had Scar too. You know, you had that transfer going where it was going to be Googe, and Googe was taking over the offensive lineman. Scotty O'Brien, no longer on your staff yet. He's still around. Talk about Joe Judge and Ray Ventrone and how they're working together with the special teams unit and how Scotty is passing on to them.
Right. Well, yeah, Scott definitely passed the baton along. He worked with Joe. Joe really trained under him for 3 years as his assistant. Now Joe's taken over. Of course, Bubba has played in our system. He's also played in a couple other systems in the league. So he has a lot of special teams playing experience, and, you know, he's converting some of that playing experience into becoming a coach. And, you know, he's made a great transition, done a great job. And I think he and Joe have, you know, worked well together. And I know they're both excited to get out on the field, Ray as a coach, Joe as the head special teams coach, and, you know, get to work here. And we've had a good spring, so hopefully we can build on that this year in training camp.
Devin McCourty yesterday talked about this having the feeling of the first day of school. He's that excited. Do you have that feeling? Do you exude the same excitement?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good way to put it. That's kind of like the first day of school. You kind of get back into the routine, get back into the mode, and as we get through it here a few days, we'll get into a good working routine, work ourselves into football condition, both, you know, on and off the field, not just on the field, but also our preparation, our study, and our rest and so forth, and get into a routine. So that's really what training camp's for, is to just kind of grind it out day by day and get yourself ready for the regular season, both in preparation and physically.
Plus, that first day of school, you know, new shoes, new backpack. Devin's got more money. He probably doesn't have to wear the same old shoes, right?
Yeah, I think everybody's got all new stuff, you know, our equipment. People, you know, stock us with all the new stuff this year. So, yeah, it's back to school clothes.
Coach, have a great camp. I'll see you against the Packers.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks,
though.